What is the plan for turning around KPFK?
So it's kind of proceeding piecemeal, the initial thrust last year was to there was a demand by the PMB to reduce expenses 30%. I don't think the overall expenses have been reduced that much, but the labor part has been reduced 34%, which is important. The only problem with it is that because of severance packages and union negotiations and all the expenses that go into laying off people, the gain, if you will, or the reduction in loss has not really been seen in this fiscal year. I'm a bit more optimistic about 2022, in that, you know, the budget should come in closer to 2 million for that station, but unfortunately the revenues have basically followed, KPFK down the wormhole. And, or down the rabbit hole, I guess. And we are, basically running the same deficits now as a year ago, even though the staff has been cut by a third. So they really need to bring their numbers up in order to make that station viable. And otherwise we're going to, I think, have another round of catastrophic layoffs in a similar vein to, WBAI. I just don't see any other option moving forward, unfortunately.
But you're leaving out the fact that when you lay off people, these people actually performed a function.
Correct.
People like Ian Masters.
I understand
that. Ian Masters had an audience and actually raised money.
He was the most
listened to person on the station, and he's gone.
I believe that Ian was a voluntary quit, unfortunately, and it would have been nice to hang on to him. And I agree with you that laying off people who raise revenue is a tragic mistake. And the objective, of course, is to retain all those people. But some of them are going to see that the ship is sinking and just want to go. They'll realize that there are greener pastures elsewhere and they're just going to leave. Now, getting adequate replacements for them is something that we should definitely look at. But the problem is, I think this is where the real problem lies, is that in this downward spiral, it's very difficult to convince the PNB to fork over money on a speculation that somebody might be able to raise revenue in a time where a division of the company is bleeding massively. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be done, just to be clear. I'm just saying that it's more of a battle than it should be, because everybody's frankly scared of pulling that trigger.
So just point of information, as my understanding is that Ian Masters' departure was really what in the labor union world would be called a constructive dismissal, because he really did not want to leave, but he was harassed to the degree that he felt it was no longer emotionally sustainable to stay there because of all the attacks on him, just from what I knew. But he chose not to file a grievance. So just a clarification. And Fred, I think, is
Donald's
the next one, right? Thank you. Donald?
And then How do I raise my hand on this?
Pardon?
You go to the options on the extreme right, and there's a
way. Under reactions.
It's under reactions, yes.
So, Chris, with all due respect, your portrayal of what happened at KPFK and what is happening at KPFK really begs the question of how did they get into that hole, which Philip just tried to raise in part. And it seems to me you're not telling the whole story. And this is probably not the time or the place to do that. And I would like to do that at a later time at another meeting, where we can go into much deeper detail of what happened to our LA sister station and how it has created a further emergency for the entire network due to the same cast of characters that are responsible for BAI's demise. I'll just leave it at that for now.
Thank you. Fred?
Okay. May I respond to that, actually?
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Okay. So with all due respect, I think you're right. The subject was too massive for me to address in a pithy reply, and I would be happy to do so at a later time. But I agree with you that there are larger issues at play, and they are also at play at WBAI, just to be clear. I think these are important issues that need to be discussed. They go to the heart of programming and a whole bunch of other issues. And, but, you know, I was just specifically addressing Ian Masters, and I also happen to agree with Philip that eliminating fundraisers is really not the way to make that station succeed. And, there are also issues with fundraisers at that station, specifically the type of fundraising that's being done. And it is a very broad topic. It needs to be discussed, and I would be happy to do it at a later time.
Thank you. I could take a whole meeting up, probably.
Exactly.
which we may need to do.
Right. Maybe we should.
Maybe
Fred,
we should.
Fred's next.
I just wanted to point out that on the chat, Sharon Adams has some responses that people should take a look at in terms of how we got here.
Thank you. And Sherry Gendelman?
Yeah, I just wanted to affirm what the speaker just said about Sharon's analysis of how we got into this situation. And I also thought that Ian Masters leaving was not voluntary. It was a constructive discharge. So, and I would like to put on the topic for a future meeting.
Thank you. If there are no other questions, Sharon has a question. Go ahead, Sharon.
Not a question, just a comment since people were saying what I wrote in the chat. I just wanted to say, you know, I mean, the finances are what they are. It's not really a disagreement. We just have to analyze them. But, you know, Chris did make the point that KPFK lost about $50,000 in October, but I am just making the point that so did WBAI. In fact, that chart I showed previously, which maybe you took a screenshot of, showed that they both lost about the same amount of money in October.
Thank you. Any other questions? We'll move to a next report if there are no other questions.
Actually, Christine, I just want to do one very quick follow-up on WBAI, if I may.
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to say that the layoffs that I was referring to weren't the layoffs that were proposed, but the layoffs that actually occurred, like, you know, I think in 2009. That reduced that station to kind of a shell of its former self. And I know that very few of us here were party to that, and including myself. So I'm just going off of historical accounts when I say that. And I use that in reference to WBAI, because I think what happened in that particular situation is that there was a quote crisis unquote there. And that was the reaction to the crisis, was basically to cut it to the bone. And it may, what I'm saying is, with regard to KPFK, is if we don't get that situation under control, we'll have a similar reaction there. And I'm warning against it, actually, because I think it's a very dangerous way to go. The better way to go is to figure out how to recover that radio station and the membership for that radio station, and to get people listening again. And so that's definitely a broader conversation. I agree with Sharon that WBAI has been performing extremely poorly recently, and that it is on par, is probably going to become the next center of focus for Pacifica, if we can somehow get our arms around KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And we have a report from Carol Wolfley.
Thank you, Christina.
You're welcome.
This is from the governance, it's governance issues. There are four bylaws amendments initiated by PNB chair, from the PNB chair, who is from WBAI, and several other directors. They were not appropriately posted based on the timelines, and there are serious legal questions about the content of the amendments and violations of the bylaws. Two of them must require a full membership vote. One limits the rights of members to petition to change the bylaws to only once every 5 years, and the other extends the terms of the directors of the PNB. Both of those require a membership vote, and there is not time within this calendar year to hold a membership vote. So we will not be voting on those today. You may view them on Pacifica.org if you would like to. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions on Carol's report? I don't see any. Jose?
Philip, I think, is
pardon me?
That he'd like to
Philip. So ahead, why Philip. Would we be voting if this requires a vote of the membership? Why is it that, why would the station board be voting on these bylaw changes?
Well, it's a somewhat chaotic situation, Philip, because, the officers of the local station board, we did not receive any notification or instructions about voting on these. I know that some of the other stations have considered them and voted on them. Some of them have not. So it becomes chaotic when you have proposals. But generally, if you have something that the members vote on, then it goes first to the PNB, then it goes to the local station boards. If three of the boards vote for it, then it goes to the members. In this case, it's not possible to go to the members in before the end of the year.
Thank you, Carol. Mm-hmm. And if there are no other questions, I don't see any hands up right now. Jose, do you see any hands?
Correct. I don't see any.
Okay, then we're going to move along. And that would be an approving the agenda. Approving the minutes, from November 20th, 2021 meeting that they were sent out by email previously. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the November 20th meeting?
So moved.
Aye.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. And I would ask if anybody has any objections to approve, against approving them. If you do not want to approve them, please put your hand up and I'll ask Jose to check that.
No hands.
No hand, is that correct, Jose?
Correct.
Okay, so the minutes are now approved. Now we're going to go into nominations and election of interim officers for the beginning of the Delegate Assembly. So Sharon, Carol, would you?
I think Aki has his hand.
Oh, Aki, go ahead, Aki.
Yeah, I just gonna have, the current chair be the, temporary chair and the secretary also. So you can assume the position, during this period. That's my proposition.
Okay, so.
Second. It's been moved and seconded.
Thank you.
Have you remained?
Okay, thank you.
James McFadden has his hand up.
I see. Okay, go ahead, James.
I just wanted to make a nomination of Daniel for secretary for the office.
We'll get to that in a minute.
We're not at nomination. Yeah. Okay, so
this is just interim. Could I explain, Christina?
Go ahead. It's a little confusing. This is just for the interim.
So so because the old board is going to be dissolved in like 30 seconds, then
that sounds scary.
Scary, yeah. Old board, yeah. Like gold magazine, current board.
And then we're gonna have a new board, and because we don't have officers in the new board. So there would be nobody to chair or to even hold anything. So what Aki has proposed is that that Christina and I continue on for this period of the next half an hour or so to help. And so we will be going into nominations and voting.
Okay, so. And I ask that for anyone who is voting against the interim officers nomination by Aki. And did we have a second there?
I did.
Thank you. Second. We have a second. So anyone who is opposed to remaining, the remaining officers being the secretary treasurer, the secretary and chair. Anyone's opposed to them being interim officers, please raise your hand. And Jose, I don't see any. Am I missing anything?
No, I don't see any.
Okay, so the motion passes and we will now go into delegate assembly. So, Carol, so I'm calling to order the delegate assembly of the KPF ALSB meeting for December 18th, 2021. And would you please, we're going to be seating the new board members and saying aloha to the former board members, the past board members. So I guess that I want to thank all of you ever so much for all the Saturdays that you missed, all the meetings that you attended, for the departing board members, and for everything you've done for KPFA and for the foundation. And again, Sharon, who put in so many more hours in helping with pro bono work for KPFA and investigating stuff and being on the NFC committee, which took many more hours. And also Sabrina, I want a special shout out to Sabrina for the myriad meetings that she attended at the PNB as our director and as our board member. Thank you very much for your service. I'm thanking all of the other members for their service. Tim is not here. Cher is not here. Neither is Mantra or Donna Clay. So in absentia, thank all of them as well.
Andrea.
Is Andrea turning? She's not
no,
turning.
No, she's off. Not. She's with us.
She's oh, good.
I would.
They'll go in.
No, we have to forget Andrea. She doesn't get to leave us yet. we've got her still. Thank goodness. So, but
isn't Tom terming out? Or am I wrong on that?
Tom.
No, Tom is not terming out.
No, Tom is not terming out. Or I would have thanked him. Thank you anyway, Tom. But Tom is not terming
okay,
out.
Okay, sorry.
But that's okay.
Yeah, right.
And we have the names of the people terming out. It's Sharon, Sabrina, Tim, Shira, Mantra, and Don McClay. So thank all of you for your service. And
thank
we will
you.
Now...
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sabrina.
Thank you.
Take care. I know you're being
you
horribly. Yeah, it's a social thing to do. I don't know.
Life is going to be great.
Anyway, thank you very much. And
take care, everybody.
We will now be seating the new board members. Carol, did you want to call roll?
Yes. Thank you. Adisa Armand. Adisa.
Present.
Thank you. Present. Adisa present. Daniel Borgstrom. Daniel Borgstrom.
Excuse me, I didn't unmute. At present.
Daniel present. Chris Corey.
I'm here.
Chris is here. Brian Crowell.
Here.
Brian is here. Fred Dodsworth.
Here.
Fred is here. Janine Utter.
Here.
Janine is here. Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Sherry's here. Donald Goldmacher.
Present.
Donald is here. Leslie Howard.
Present.
Leslie's here. Christina Huggins.
Present.
Christina's here. Lily Kimura.
Here.
Lily's here. Marilyn Langlois. Marilyn Langlois.
I'm here, present, but I'm actually going to have to leave in a minute because I have another commitment. But I just want to say thank you to all the outgoing board members and welcome to the newcomers.
Thank you, Marilyn. Philip Muldari.
Here.
Philip is present. James McFadden.
Present.
James is here. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene's here. Christine Pepin asked for an excused absence. Frank Sterling.
I'm here.
Frank is here. Catherine Tuktokin.
Present.
Catherine is here. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Aki's here. Andrea Turner.
Here.
Andrea's here. Mark Van Landwit.
Present.
Mark is here. Jake Varghese.
Here.
Jake is here. Tom Borges. Tom, are you here?
Tom is here.
Oh, good. Thank you, Tom. And, Carol Wolfley, I am here. So we have, quorum definitely 23. Thank you. And,
go ahead.
Yeah. And then I think we're going to have, introductions if people want to just, take a moment.
For our new members, Carol, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for the new members to introduce themselves. Well, I don't know if the board wants to, I mean, we could each take, maybe 15 seconds just to say hello, or how do you want to do that, Christina?
I don't know. It's up to the board if you want to do that. I mean, there will be an orientation where we will have the opportunity to get to know one another, for all the new board members.
Yeah.
So.
How about if each person just says one sentence about themselves, about their most passionate intention for KPFA, and we go through?
Okay, go ahead. You want to call them?
Yeah, I can call on people. So I'm going to go start at, start at the top. Adisa, would you like to take a moment to say what you're biggest intention is for KPFA?
Yes, good. I think it's good afternoon to all of my colleagues on this board. I am glad to be serving as a volunteer for this prestigious organization. One of the things that is most important to me is getting underrepresented persons into actively involved at KPFA and having diverse voices represented and having a say in how things go. And I know that there are some quirks about, you know, how programming is, but the youth voices are really important for us. And I think that for me would be the most important thing. And I'm going to do my darndest to do the best. I think that was over a minute.
Thank you, Adisa.
Thank you, Adisa. Welcome.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel here. First, first I want to say I consider it a major honor to be on this board. One thing that's really important to me is programming, our KPFA's anti-war voice. This is from the fact that I was 4 years in the Marine Corps. People ask me why, and I've told them, I've said this many, many times, that where I grew up, there was no KPFA affiliate, I mean, Pacific affiliate or any anti-war voice, period. Thank you.
Thank you. Chris Corey.
I would yield my time to Brian Crowell if he wants to have a word before he leaves.
Oh, good. Brian?
I think he's left.
Brian, are you here? He's been having a lot of trouble with his...
Oh, yeah, he has a union meeting at 12:30, so he might probably...
Oh, he's already gone then. Okay, oops.
Okay.
Oh, well. I've been with this board for 5 years now. Yay. Actually, the LSB is lovely, and I look forward to serving again. My goal for KPFA is that they're able to chart a sustainable future. I think they've done a good job up until this point, and I just look forward to being part of that in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Fred Dodsworth.
First off, I want to read Brian's statement for those who aren't able to see the chat. He says his goal for KPFA is to give an objective voice to reason and sanity, or of reason and sanity, and I would concur with that. My name is Fred Dodsworth. I look forward to keeping KPFA functioning and to, as Adisa noted, to expanding its voices, though I understand that the LSB has no role in programming. I do think that it's critical that we do expand our voices in every direction. I really think that KPFA plays a great role in our community, and it needs to be supported, and it needs to be kept alive.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred. Janine Utter?
I'm sorry?
Did you want to make a brief statement? Since you were reelected, that's...
This wasn't an election year for me. Are you... Oh.
I don't know what... Carol's
calling. All of the... I'm calling on all of the board members to just introduce themselves.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that either. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry for the confusion.
Okay.
One sentence or so introduction to say what your biggest intention is.
Okay. Well, I wasn't prepared for that. But my name is Janine Etter. I'm a programmer on KPFA up front Friday mornings at 7 a.m. And also I have a music show and just started a fundraising committee on the board, and to keep the station free from corporate underwriting would be one thing, and also to diversify. I mean, that is important, and I know that that's not necessarily part of our job, but to keep programming broad and diverse, and to bring in more diverse listeners is also important to me as well.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you. Sherry Gendelman.
Unmute myself. I've been associated with the station since the early 90s. I hope that I can lend support to the station management and the people who carry the major burden of the public affairs and news programming to expand the station's audience to those who are unfamiliar with it, and to enjoy working with my fellow board members.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. Donald Goldmacher.
I guess my overriding priority is to support the new endeavors that Quincy just laid out a little while ago, to so that the station becomes an even more effective voice in the Bay Area and nationally and internationally for that matter, because we are listened to on the internet and many people listen to us who are not in the Bay Area and appreciate what they're hearing. So thanks.
Thanks, John. Leslie Howard.
I would agree with a lot of what was said about diversity in voices. I would say diversity is in ears. It's really important. I would like to improve more ears on the station and more financial stability. And I think the most important issues of our time are our climate emergency and the fall of our democracy. And I think there's nothing more important than independent journalism. So that's why I support KPFA, and I'm honored to be here.
Thank you.
Leslie. Christina Huggins.
I've been on the board for about 5 years now, been chair for about 4 of those, I guess. I'm here to support KPFA's thrive to stability, hopefully financial stability, and the diversity that it represents in the myriad voices. And I totally agree with Leslie that non-corporate educational radio is vital right now. All media, the media is in great distress. There's a lot of corporate takeovers of everything. And so this is a precious jewel, KPFA. you know, that we need to protect as a non-corporate sponsored radio station. And that's my goal, to help support that.
Thank you, Christina. Lily Kimura.
Yes, my goal is to support the management of KPFA. I think Quincy's doing an excellent and pretty thankless job. I'm also here to make sure that we really honor everybody's lip service about diversity and to not get hung up on procedural stuff that prevents us from being a diverse organization.
Thank you, Lily.
Thank you, Lily. Marilyn Langlois.
She said she had to leave.
Had to go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Philip Maldari.
Yes, I'm a staff rep on the board, and I have essentially been at KPFA all my adult life. So this is what a KPFA listener staffer turns into in his old age. So I don't know if that's a positive thing or a negative thing, but I am definitely a product of KPFA, and I want it to thrive and continue after I'm gone.
How bad our bet appeals to you.
Thank you, James.
I'm back on the board, Volley. I just want to say, Philip, I want KPFA to thrive as well while you're here, not just wait till you're gone. I came in to KPFA through the apprenticeship program. So the underrepresented and well, let's just say underrepresented voices. I really appreciate that commitment that KPFA has, you know, walking the walk, or is it walking the talk? I forget how that goes, but I always like how it runs. And I have a business management background, and I want to have even the local station boards run in an effective and effective is the most important word, in an effective way to carry out the mission, both our personal missions and the mission of our founder, Mr. Hill.
Thank you, Darlene.
Frank Sterling.
Hello, everyone. Frank Sterling. I just got elected to my second term this time around. I did do a stint on the LSB. I forgot what years it was. I think it was around 2010 or something. Anyways, and I agree with a lot of what I heard here. I am looking to help KPFA and the Pacifica Network move into the future as best as I can. I'm actually very excited about some of the things that happened during the coronavirus shutdown with the video, as I've been trying to do video for a long time. So I was excited Bob Baldock's stuff was streaming. I really look forward to communicating more with Kevin H and getting back in touch with Janine on the finance committee. And I advise all the new folks to find a committee if you can get on one and do work there, because I think that's a great place to get the work done. All right. Good to see everybody and meet everybody. I'm out here in Zoomlandia with you all.
Thank you, Frank.
Catherine Tuktokin.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here. You know, and in part being part of the board is a bit of appreciation and payback for some of the terrific coverage over the years that KPFA has done, around racial justice and immigrant rights issues that I've, worked on for many years. And like everyone else, I would love to see KPFA grow, broaden, and reach the rich, diverse community that we have here in the Bay Area. And I have to say, I was really taken by all the people who came to the KPFA table during the craft fair and talked about how much they love the music. So I've been switching from my news programs that I usually listen to and have recently just really enjoyed the jazz and blues programs on KPFA. And just another example of how KPFA really is a jewel in the crown of Pacifica.
Thank you, Kathy.
Aki Tanaka?
Yes. Well, my main interest would be to make sure that we outreach to more younger audience because they're getting all aged. And basically, we need Pacifica to fight the empire, which is the main reason I got on board many, many decades ago.
Thank you, Aki.
Andrea Turner.
Hi, everybody. I've been on the board for quite a while. I've been on the PMB as well. This being my last year on the LSB, I want to focus on carrying membership cards, if nothing else. I mean, on my small way of trying to contribute. Carry membership cards and do one-to-one in the community on the streets and go from that standpoint. Maybe we could, if we all carried membership cards and do a one-to-one, we could build our membership that way. One-to-one face-to-face with our communities, our different projects and programs, and that would be my small contribution to a fantastic station, KPFA. I love it, and I want us all to continue to support management there. We have a lot to offer, and I want to share it with you. Believe me, I really do. Contrary to what's out in the community, I really do. Love you all.
Love you too, Andrea. Thank you for all that you've done for this organization. Go ahead, Carol.
Mark Van Landert.
Hey, everybody. My intention for KPFA is survival and equally important, relevance. And I consider myself an oddball eccentric who enjoys hanging out with all of you for many, many, many hours every month.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jake Varghese.
Hi, everyone. Jake Varghese. I'm really happy to be here. I'm actually part of the board of Our Revolution East Bay with Mark and on the board of Public Bank East Bay and also staff for architect at Progressive Coders Network, which used to be Coders for Sanders. I'm just happy to be here and help use my skills to help basically grow our impact against, you know, the corporate empire, exactly as Aki said, and also help push, independent news and progressive voices farther out into our community. Thanks.
Thank you, Jake. Tom Voorhees. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's being requested of me? I'm sorry.
Oh, Tom, just to say what your intention is for KPFA in a sentence or so.
Well, I'm pretty much dedicated to improving KPFA's anti-war voice. Mostly I've been active in paying attention to the physical part of not just KPFA, but the whole network. I've been involved in flood control, putting new translators on the air, so forth and so on, which is the bigger part of my involvement lately. And that's all I had to say.
Thank you. And on last, Carol Wolfley. So my biggest goal is to build membership and build membership into diverse communities. And I also wanted to share that I was listening to the a gospel experience this morning, and it was so sweet that Miss April, she asked, after asking people to pray for the people with the tornadoes and COVID and in hardship, she asked people to pray for KPFA, and she asked people to pray for those of us in governance. And I thought, I was so touched to hear that. And I just am appreciative of her, her particular perspective of faith, as well as all those of other faiths and especially the Ohlone people and also those of no faith, everyone who contributes and helps KPFA and hope that we can build membership. So thank you.
Thank you, Carol. And are we're
done?
But we're okay. We're done. So we'll proceed to the election of officers. So Carol, do you want to open the nomination for the chair?
Yes. And I just wanted to mention, Jose, can you resend what the email that I just sent you? Because the one that you sent before did not have the different offices in it. So resend the ballots. But I want to ask people that through this process, you may email back and you can do it separately or you can do one email. But we will be voting in sequence of chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. I will start on facilitating the voting for chair because Christina is one of the nominees, and then she will facilitate the other offices. So I would like to acknowledge that there have been two nominations that we have received for chair. One is for Christina Huggins and one is for Frank Sterling. Frank, did you accept the nomination?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Thank you. All right. So are there any other nominations for chair? Jose, do you see anybody?
No.
Can you nominate people who are not here?
Are them to get her to accept?
Yes, you can nominate people who are not here. But if they have not accepted the nomination, then we wouldn't be able to elect them. So if they have accepted the nomination, then you can nominate them.
Okay. It was going to be Marilyn, but if she's not, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Also, you may vote for more than one person, but because we only have two people nominated, it may not be relevant. So again, I'm going to go through the process for voting. You may vote right now. You may vote for each office separately, or you may vote for all of the offices at the same time. So we are now voting for chair and Christina and Frank's, Christina Huggins and Frank Sterling have been nominated. And you may vote by sending your reply all email back to Jose. And you may send that four times or one time. Or you may write to the
representative democracy.
You may write to the to Jose Gonzalez in the chat, and write your vote in that way. If you cannot vote in those ways, you also another option is to phone Jose and or to vote verbally if you want to vote out loud. Does anybody have any questions about voting? Okay, and please include a 5-character code with your vote. That 5-character code can be anything, but it will allow us later on to have an anonymous wave if there's any question about the votes for you to check and make sure that your vote was included.
Carol, point of order. This is Lily Kimmerer. Are each of the candidates going to make a statement before we vote for them?
Let's offer them the opportunity. Thank you, Lily. Okay.
Okay.
Christina, okay. Would you like to go ahead and make a statement?
Oh, excuse me, Carol. I think there's questions before about the voting.
Okay. Thank you.
James and Adisa both had their hand up and me as well.
Okay, thank you. So
James has a question, I believe. James?
Yes, I was going to ask the same thing that Lily did, so she beat me to the point.
Okay.
Okay. And Adisa?
I have not received an email from Jose, so I'm wondering if I can have a telephone number instead. Is that okay?
Jose, can you email Adisa, could you write into the chat to him?
You know, Adisa, the email we have on file is the Hotmail account?
Yeah, that's my Hotmail account. I haven't received it yet.
Interesting. I just went ahead and resent them a second.
Okay, all right.
Adisa, if not, would it work for you? Why don't you hold off a minute and then otherwise click on the chat? And then click on Jose Gonzalez and then write it in for him then. All right. Who else had their hand up?
Franklin had his hand up.
Frank?
Yeah. I was just curious about this is the ranked choice voting, correct? I don't know if I heard you explain, like, I know it's not easy to explain how it matriculates down. But could you explain like how, we're doing ranked choice voting?
Okay.
Or whatever we're calling it.
This is, there are two voting methods that Pacifica uses. One is instant runoff voting, which is what we're doing right now. And, so the way this works is that you can vote for more than one person, but that's not relevant because right now we'll see in the other elections, but if there is a way to calculate so that the second votes can be counted if none of the candidates have a majority, then the person who has the second amount of the least amount is taken off and their votes are distributed. So you can look up instant runoff voting. It's And we do ranked choice voting, we do single transferable voting for the PNB and the committees.
Thank you, Carol. So we'll ask people to go ahead and vote now.
Okay. Jose, do you have votes for everybody back?
Probably not because I haven't voted yet.
Okay. You can vote in the chat if it's faster, Frank. All right. Shall we wait or go on to the next one?
Well, has everybody voted at this point or?
I voted.
Adisa has not.
No, I wanted to ask the phone number.
Okay.
I want to ask for the phone number.
Okay, Jose, could you write the phone number in the chat?
Could you say it over the...
We cannot give his personal phone number on, that would be recorded and public information.
Jose put his number in the chat. So
do you see it, Daniel? Is it the bottom of the screen? In the chat?
Are you on mute or not?
Yes.
Okay, there's his phone number. Okay.
You know, Carol, are we going to hear from a candidate statement? And also, isn't going to be complicated if we wait until the end of all the candidates and then some people vote and other people voted before? I mean, isn't that kind of confusing? Well, I'm confused.
They have a chart, so they're filling it out.
Right here.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, but we will be closing the voting for
herself for chair.
Okay.
Whoever's talking, mute yourself, please.
That's all I have.
Okay, Franklin, you want to
Christina, did you want to make a statement about running?
Yes, there will be a chicken in every pot and two cars in every, no, it's, I've been involved in peace work since my first demonstrations attending against the war in Vietnam, very virulently anti-war, and been very involved in the peace community. I was steering committee of ran People for Peace for many years. And I've been involved in the labor union community for over 30 years, both as an organizer and an officer of a union, and also very involved in the anti-fascism, I would call it, movement. I was very involved in the anti-apartheid movement with Marine People for Peace, and the Free Chile movement, rather. So KPFA matters a lot to me. I think that does a great social service by what it broadcasts, and it's critical for independent journalism to remain alive. That would be my statement.
Thank you. Frank?
Yeah, hello, everyone. Frank Sterling here. I've been involved with KPFA since about 2005, inside the walls of KPFA. In about 2009 or 10, I was saying earlier, I don't remember exactly, I started my local station board journey and was elected staff representative 2 times. And then I turned out like a lot of people were today. And then again, in this go around, I believe it was 2019, I was reelected, by the staff. And just now, reelected for my second term. So I'll be terming out next time. So if I do win the chair, you'll only have me for a limited time only. And, I've admired, Christina and, doing the chair. So I appreciate all the work that you did. And I know my nomination is largely symbolic here, but, I do, chair other meetings that I work with, different groups that I work with, and I'm learning more and more about Robert's rules every day, and have looked into it. And I would love to be the helm of the board and to help guide us through working with each other in a respectable manner, and assuring that everybody has their chicken in the pot, to speak, as Christina said. So Frank Sterling, vote for me. And again, I appreciate us all for taking this time. We know, as we mentioned earlier, that this is a love of the heart and is why we do this. And I know that you're all doing it for the same reason. So Frank Sterling, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Frank. That was gracious. And
I think we, Jose, can you give us a count?
I'm getting calls, and someone has requested if we can put the nominees into the chat.
Oh, yes.
If you can do that, Carol, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You want to let me know when you're done doing that, Carol?
Okay.
This is Tom. I'm not finding a ballot in my email.
You can put your vote in the chat, Tom, if you want to do that, or you can make the phone call to Jose. He put his phone number in the chat.
I'm waiting for it to come up in the chat.
It's there. It's in the chat.
The list of candidates?
No. Hold on. Sorry. It's just taking me. I'm having trouble. Again, Tom, it's Frank Sterling or Christina Huggins.
And you can either vote through the chat, Tom, or you can call Jose, and his phone number is there.
Okay, Tom, vote for Franklin.
Okay.
Can you just make a note in the chat, Tom, for us to Jose?
I don't know that he's comfortable using the chat.
He verbally said it. I think we can accept that. Jose, you can note that, right?
I will note it in the chat.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm noting that for Jose.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, anybody else has not completed voting? Needs help? Okay, let's move on to vice chair. Fred Dodsworth has, Christina.
You can go ahead.
Okay, Fred Dodsworth has been nominated. Are there any other nominations for vice chair?
Sorry, this is Franklin. I thought I sent an email earlier this morning that I wanted to nominate Disa Arman as the vice chair.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I didn't see that. I had asked for, I didn't see it. Anyway.
Sorry, I know I sent it late because I sent it this morning instead of yesterday, so my apologies.
Okay, Adisa, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I accept. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Fred, would you like to make a statement?
If I'm elected, I commit to running doing my job as fairly as possible and maintaining respect for everyone in the organization, because I think that's really critical if we're going to be successful.
Thank you, Fred. Adisa, would you like to make a statement?
Yes. I have a question before I have you start the time.
Yes.
Is it just for 50 seconds or 30 seconds? Because I know that I'm very verbose.
Well, Adisa, I know we're all trying to get out of here by 1:30.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying
you want to do seconds? It. We're not timing people on this.
Okay, then I would like to just share that I understand that the vice president or vice chair is sometimes viewed as not real important, but I believe that it is a very important position that can afford me or whoever is in, receives this position to have values of excellence in terms of pursuing all of the issues and integrity and doing what they say I will do, and communication that's clear and respect for all people and myself and to do the best that is possible for the future of KPFA as a board member, as vice chair. And that's what I'd like to say. And also that I like to have a sense of humor.
Critical.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. Okay, so you may go ahead and vote for vice chair. Submit your votes. Does anyone need help or support for that process? Everybody's okay?
Okay, Tom votes for Adisa.
Thank you. Fred, could you write into the chat? Could you? Oh, well, Fred.
What would you like me to write?
No, never mind, because you're a candidate. That's not the right thing. I'll do it. Okay. Next, we will go on to Secretary, and Christina, will you handle that?
Yes, I will. So, and who do we have so far, Carol, that was nominated?
Hi, Jose. I'm trying to get you to say that I will vote for myself, but I hope that the vote comes in. My voice message comes in that the character that I have for this was 18496. 18496 is my character. Okay.
Okay. Adisa, I'm noting in the chat that you are voting for yourself.
Okay. Thank you. Couldn't get through there.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, I appreciate everybody working through this process through Zoom. It's a little complicated.
That's a quick question. I just
yes.
Remember the 5-character code. Is that something we were sent, or something we get to make up ourselves?
You make it up yourself.
That's what I thought. Okay, that's what I thought. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask Carol? Would everybody look at their screen and make sure they are muted? Unless, you know, it's your turn to talk. Thanks.
Thank you, Darlene.
Okay.
Please do mute yourself unless you're called on to speak.
Thank you, Christina. So for secretary, I have been nominated and Daniel Borgstrom has been nominated.
Okay, did you want to make a brief statement?
I will make a statement of we are continuing to have 2 emails that you will all be put on if you're not already on them. One is the open email list and one is the closed email list. And I help to add people. I help to notice the meetings and try to keep things well planned and efficient so that they can run smoothly for the board. So I would be happy to continue with this job for another year.
Thank you, Carol. And Daniel, did you want to make a brief statement?
Yes, I do. I consider the institutional memory to be very important. And I have been, I have written numerous articles about KPFA and Pacifica. And they're on my website, and I've also articles about our board meetings. And so anyone could look at those and see if they like what I'm doing. And so I would be, that's what I'd be doing.
Thank you. And people can go ahead and vote, please, for the position of secretary.
Tom votes for Daniel.
Can you repeat the 2 people? Oh, there it is. Secretary, thank you for who posted that.
Thank you.
Oh, and let me vote for myself. I'll vote Daniel here. I'll vote for myself.
Thank you. Noted.
Let's see.